Hello everyone! Welcome to Gospel in the Air, a 30-minute devotional program that will inspire and encourage your daily walk with Jesus. May I invite you to join me in this short devotional meditation. May you be enlightened with new insights for living as the Spirit of God reveals His passion for humankind to be saved. That is, that no one should perish, but all will come to repentance. But before we begin our devotion, let's have a word of prayer. Let us pray. Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, I bless your holy name. Thank you for another blessed day. May I find favor in your sight as I deliver your message, especially among those who will listen to the preaching of your words. May you touch them, whether they are in their homes or driving their cars or in their places of work or wherever they might be at this very hour. I pray to minister to them. May your Spirit speak right into their hearts. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our devotional lesson is taken from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verses 1 to 12, and this is found in the Old Testament, and I will read the following verses. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word." Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Leave her. Turn eastward and hide in the Kerit Ravine, east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there." So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kerit Ravine, east of the Jordan, and he stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Go at once to Sarepath of Sidon," and he stayed there. "I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food." So he went to Sarepath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called, "And bring me, please, a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son so that we may eat it and die." Today we will be dealing with the topic, Elijah in the midst of a drought. With the continuous harm posed by the pandemic, which is the COVID-19, we are now facing the worst economic crisis the world has ever experienced so far in our modern history. Deaths data worldwide continue to rise in huge number, reaching as far as hundreds of thousands, and unemployment rates have been rising steadily in millions, causing fear and panic. Many have given up hope due to insurmountable pressures and worries resulting to discouragements and disappointments. But I have good news for you today. God has a purpose for your life. He gave you a reason and a purpose to live. He has molded and designed you in His image and likeness. And before you know it, He has already provided everything for your own good to accomplish His divine purpose through you. you have more to life than by just earning for a living or by worrying about your situation today. So don't throw off the towel and give up so easily. Keep counting on what God has laid into your hands for an opportunity to manage your life. Commit your life to Him. Trust God completely without any hint of doubt. Now here is Elijah, a faithful prophet that never delays. He just came out from nowhere. He suddenly appeared in the scene. The Lord sent him to be his prophetic voice to warn Israel of an impending calamity if they will not repent of their sins and turn from their wicked ways. If they will not stop from serving and worshiping pagan gods such as Baal and Astoreth, then they will surely be severely punished by Yahweh. The Israelites are not ignorant of this because they know of the Lord's commandments, which Moses had received from Mount Sinai. In fact, this is the foremost among the 10 commandments which the Lord gave to them, not to worship idols or graven images. It is found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 4. By the way, who in the world is Elijah? Elijah is nothing compared to some religious leaders today who ride in limousines and enjoy the luxury of traveling in private jets with personal bodyguards and having gargantuan wealth, owning expensive mansions and highly valued properties that only the rich and famous can afford. Elijah is not like many of us today who obtain degrees in theology and ministry from Bible college or university. He does not have any claim to fame. His only credential is that he is a faithful servant of Jehovah and a wandering prophet called a Tishbite. One day he broke into the palace of King Ahab and made his way in. In those days, nobody can just approach a king. And like heads of states today, there should always be a protocol to follow. But here is a man, a nobody in the eyes of society, just breaking into the palace, wanting to have an attendance with the most powerful man in the nation of Israel. No prior appointment, no prior schedule. He just walked in. Probably, Elijah is nobody in the eyes of this world, and he is considered by many as an insignificant prophet, or maybe a laughingstock and a fool to some arrogant, unbelieving heart. But what a big mistake. This prophet represents none other than the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the God of the universe. What a shame to those who thought highly of themselves. Yes, this is how God will shame the proud and the arrogant. King Ahab is a Jew who married a Phoenician woman named Jezebel, a prophetess of a pagan god called Baal, who convinced Ahab to a new faith called Baalism. This couple introduced Baal worship in Israel. Baal is worshipped as a fertility god who is believed to be in the dew and rain. He is responsible for good crops and harvests. Baal is believed to be the god of rain, thunder, and a storm. Elijah's meeting with King Ahab told him that Baal will be rendered rendered important by Yahweh. He warned King Ahab of an impending calamity that will strike the whole of Israel. That is, there will be neither dew nor rain. There will be no early rain or later rain. There will be no dew. There will be nothing but a complete drought. Baal will be shut down by Yahweh. This is to challenge Baal's claim as God of storm and fertility. Elijah pointed this very strongly to King Ahab, that a complete drought will come just to prove that Baal is no God at all, but only Yahweh is the true God who is in control of the entire universe. After his meeting with King Ahab, the Lord spoke to him saying, "Leave immediately from this place and go to a place where I want to show you, at the brook of Kerit Ravine. There I will sustain you." Elijah does not understand yet the plan of the Lord for him. There will be a drought in the land, and there will be famine as a result. Thus, the Lord is now sending Elijah to a safe place. But Elijah thought it otherwise. Despite being a prophet, he cannot still discern God's way. He thought it was for his disadvantage. This situation, like that of Elijah, is not foreign to us. As far as this life is concerned, we cannot do away with the feeling of being worried, disappointed, and discouraged when faced with problems and other concerns of life. The tendency of our human nature still dominates our faith despite being a believer of our Lord. Instead of trusting God, we lose our grip of faith and begin to doubt and fear. Why is it that when things in our life seem pretty well and favorable, then suddenly that is also when things change the course of our plans? Elijah, for his case, cannot question but to obey God. He was asked to move and to go to a creek where a stream of water flowed. The Lord said to him, "You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there." Poor Elijah. He cannot complain but to follow the instruction of the Lord. For who is Elijah anyway to question God? Indeed, God is sovereign, and he knows what is best for him and for any one of us who trusts him. This is a test of faith, no matter the circumstances and whatever the provisions are, even though we do not understand them. This is what living faith is all about. Today, I want to share with you some spiritual insights that would somehow guide you in your journey of faith. If you are in the midst of a crisis, I want you to pause for a moment and focus your attention to the following narrative that unfolds in the life of the prophet Elijah. First, the ravens and the bread. Accordingly, ravens are the kinds of devouring creatures. They are carnivorous. That is found in Proverbs 30, verse 17. In the Old Testament, they are considered unclean animals. It is therefore unlawful to be eaten as food for the Israelites. That is found in Leviticus 11, verse 15. These are the kinds of birds that do not care for their young. They do not feed them. Now, as birds, what do you expect from them? They can only bring to Elijah small and broken pieces of bread. In short, they can only afford crumbs. But look at it. You will wonder how God uses even these untamed and insignificant birds to accomplish His purpose in order to provide the needs of Elijah. What a great lesson for us to learn about God's provision for His daily needs. They come unexpectedly in many different ways, and he was not even aware of them. In this case, God uses the ravens to feed him. How marvelous is the love of God toward Elijah. He sustained his needs by sending the ravens to bring his daily provision in the morning and in the evening. Wonders among wonders, how God works in ways we cannot see. Right now, Elijah would have understood why he was sent to Kerit Ravine, of all places in Israel. It might not be an ideal place for him to stay for a while, but it is only the only refuge available for him to stay alive during this time of famine. And from there, God sustained his needs. The ravens of all birds were chosen by God to feed them. I suspect why ravens are preferred from other birds because their beaks are big and curved, which would readily easier for them to carry food for Elijah. How wonderful are the ways of God for Elijah. He is always good and faithful even in the midst of a great drought. In like manner, are you facing drought today? I believe our greatest challenge right now is the pandemic caused by the dreaded virus called the COVID-19, which continues to infect the whole world. Many have died as a result, and it continues to rise every day without any let up. The world is now experiencing the worst economic depression in the history of mankind. And the only remedy is the race to find the cure, which is the vaccine. Until then, we cannot go back to normalcy. And before it is too late, we will be in the dark age the world has ever experienced. But I want to assure you that God is sovereign and is in control of the universe. Hold on and tighten your grip of faith because He is faithful. His promise is that His eyes are on the righteous and His ears are attentive to their prayer. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 12. In other words, don't allow your fear to overcome you, but let your faith overcome your greatest fear and trust God whatever your circumstances are. Probably, you are facing a financial crisis or having been laid on bed or sitting on a wheelchair for quite some time now because of a lingering illness. I can name many other issues of life that probably you are facing right now. Like Elijah, you are in a place where you are just surviving. I tell you, God knows your need more than what you know. But don't complain when He's feeding you with crumbs. God is there with you and He takes care of your needs. You can survive and you can live. Don't expect for more, but be content with and learn to be grateful whatever is on the table. Even though crumbs, be thankful to God. God is sending His ravens to feed you and sustain your needs. Just be patient, because this is only for a short time. It is only for a time being. Second, the widow. Take note in verse 9, as we read a while. God spoke to him again and said, "Go at once to Sarepath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food." In biblical history, especially in the Old Testament, a widow is considered to be the lowliest and poorest of all in the society. In this case, she is an unlikely candidate to help Elijah. But God is sending him to that poor widow who cannot even provide the need of her dying son because of his starvation. Can you picture in your mind what is happening here with regard to the provisions of God for Elijah? First, he sent him to a lonely place called Kerit Ravine, where the water flows in order that he can drink from it while there was drought. All the waters in Israel have been dried up, but here in this place, God was sustaining the life of Elijah by secretly feeding him. Then God sent insignificant birds, the ravens, to feed him twice in a day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And when the brook dried up, God sent him to a widow who is an unlikely candidate to help him during this time of crisis. It is unthinkable how God uses insignificant means to accomplish his purpose of sustaining the life of his faithful servant. In short, nothing can withstand the grace and love of God, of his provision for his children, especially in times of crisis or calamities. Not even nature can withhold his faithfulness. But we should also be mindful that whatever provision we receive or circumstances we face, we should learn not to complain and easily disappointed or discouraged, because who knows, like Elijah, could it be that God has also brought you to where you are now? Remember, he was brought to a ravine, probably in the middle of a forest, alone in a lonely place. And probably, God is teaching you something about faith and about hope. Could it be that God has brought you to this place to teach you that you can put your trust in him, that he will provide for you? There are ravines along the way, and foods are not always readily available. In fact, they are not always the best food that belong to it. And in times of crisis, we're going to be fed by crumbs. But even though crumbs, they're always a gift from God. And he has promised to sustain us and to keep us. In one of the letters of Paul to the Christians in Philippi, he told them not to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, they have to present the request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard their hearts and their minds in Christ Jesus. This is found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Indeed, God provides for his children. This is his promise. But due to ignorance and arrogance, there are still many who do not recognize the reality of God. Today, many still believe in their own capability and they trust in what they can do. Like many of us, I presume Elijah almost gave up too. It was so tough and very devastating on his part, living in the midst of crisis. There is something we learn from his experience. In his solitude at Kerit Ravine, he learned to trust God and committed his life unto him. and at the same time, faithfully obeyed His word when asked to go and live with an unworthy candidate, that poor widow at Sarepath. As you commit your life to the Lord, Satan does not stop to unload his ammunition against you until he wears you down and saps all your strength. He will never stop until he defeats you. You should be warned of this, most especially during times of crisis of life. I am reminded of Paul's exhortation to the Christians in Colossae when he encouraged them by saying, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Colossians 2, 6 and 7. Jesus Christ is the only answer to our doubts, to our questions, to our fears, to our worries about this life. He is the only hope of the world today if we put our trust in Him. While there is life, there is hope. Don't destroy yourself while you are living. There is always an answer to any problem. Trust God and commit your life to Him. But Satan is always there to oppose you. He is the father of all lies. Satan's role is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But the good news is this: Jesus Christ came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Yes, this is Jesus' promise. He came that you have life. Don't lose that hope you have in Christ. Don't give up. Don't throw off the towel and say quit. Face life squarely in His name. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:16, "For though a righteous man fall 7 times, he rises again." In other words, the issue here is this: the measure of a man is not whether he falls down, but whether he gets up again. Probably, you are experiencing cramps right now. Or probably, you are in the brook of Kerit Ravine at this moment where everything seems dark to you and you are lonely. And you're about to give up and say, "I quit." My friend, only by the grace of God and His mercy can save you. Jesus Christ is your only hope. You cannot do it alone by yourself. Open your heart to Him. Get up, rise up in His name, and experience His salvation. Let us pray. Gracious God and loving Father, I have given again your words of hope to many of my listeners today. You know their burdens, and how wonderful to know that even the poorest among the poor, like the widow, you can still use them to accomplish your purpose in saving souls for your glory. Yes, there are those who are in the same situation right now with that of Elijah. Your grace and mercy save them, O Lord, and teach them your way, that through this they may become strong and learn to trust in you all the more. May they learn and experience the salvation which is in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Save them, dear God, save them. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. It is my prayer that you've been blessed today. Tune into this program, Gospel in the Air, every Sunday from 7:30 to 8 o'clock in the morning. Gospel in the Air is a radio devotional ministry of Cornerstone Christian Church. If you want to know more about our devotional lesson today, visit our website at www.cornerstonemaui.org. Or you can send your text message to this number, 808-463-8859. This is your host, Brother Danny Marantan Bango, saying, keep punching the good fight of hate. Mahalo.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name.